Good morning. Hope you guys had a great weekend, enjoying the continuing frigid temps. But it looks like we're on the uprise, so that's exciting. But we were able to break out our spring jackets this week and get our tan on, get some sweet vitamin D. But this weekend, I was gifted this wonderful pour-over coffee maker. I like it because it's kind of like the hipster way of making coffee. It also kind of looks like an elixir or something I could find in a science lab to do some botany or some other sciencey terms. But what it does is just makes really great coffee. Let me show you how. Whoop, camera's over here. Gotta figure that out. Raising it up, pour it in. Oh, I hear that. Oh, that's a good sound right there. Oh, it's sweet coffee. And then what you do, just like regular coffee, you drink it. Tastes pretty good. Oddly, it does taste better than a drip feed. I don't know if that just because it allows the blooming process, meaning oxidation of air when making the coffee. I don't know. It could also be that you can control the temperature because you make your own water. So that's another positive of it. But either way, if you're looking at being hip and cool, I'd recommend buying one of these things. They're very nice. So there you go. Today, about the power of self-talk and what stories are you telling yourself? I'm reading this really good book called Barking Up the Wrong Tree, something like The Truth About Success. And it's about kind of like short stories have to do with success. And one of the ideas it talks quite a bit about is the difference between successful people and non-successful is the kind of stories you tell yourself. So everything in life is really a story. It's what you tell yourself. It's what you perceive reality to be, and then you tell yourself that over and over again. And I talked about it earlier in the week of the post, talking about the differences when they did research for Navy SEALs training. The ones that succeeded were the ones that had a lot of positive self-talk, telling themselves over again that they can do this. It's not that bad. Positives versus I can't do this. This sucks. I want to stop. So there was a big difference in people that achieved making it through training versus those that didn't. The other thing it talked on was the idea of who you are, what you tell you that, what you tell yourself that you are. And an example of that is there was a study done. It's been used a lot for willpower, but it's also a great one done for what stories you tell yourself. And it's an example of these little kids were given marshmallows, and after a period of time, you were, if you didn't eat the marshmallow, you were given a second one. So do you have the willpower to hold out for two versus one? And what gets reported on a lot is just willpower. So who has good willpower versus the other part of the study was how the kids were able to hold on. And the ones that made the object, not the object, meaning thinking of the marshmallow as fluffy clouds or as something different than food that they eat, helps them to hold on longer. And that's kind of done same way in the example of if I were to put a pile of cocaine in front of you, you probably wouldn't be tempted at that. You wouldn't be tempted to have it. You could sit in front of that table for hours. And the reason is because you've told yourself over again that that's not the kind of person I am. I'm not a person that does cocaine. But you put down a thing of chocolate. Well, I am the kind of person that allows myself to have chocolate. So the difference is where you see yourself. So people make fun of people that do paleo a lot, but they have good success because they tell themselves, I am paleo. That food choice does not align with my beliefs. And so that's how things like that are effective, even though we do make fun of them, and they are sometimes extreme, but you're essentially saying that does not align with what I see myself as. And yeah, the case of drugs is pretty extreme, but it's the same thing. And so one thing that you can take from this is pay attention to what you're telling yourself and what you're aligned with. So really try to use more positive self-talk when dealing with a dilemma. or with a new change. So this year could be trying something new, working out or changing your diet or choices or habits, and using self-talk, self-positive talk, instead of saying, I can't, say that I can do this, or I will do this, or you got this. The other thing, so telling yourself over and over again will slowly help, and kind of pay attention to it throughout the day. So kind of start with, how often do negative self-talk pop into your head? And kind of keep a tally of that. And then over the week, try to get rid of that and add in some positive self-talk. So give that a try. You should see a change in success and also happiness by being more positive with yourself over the course of the day. As always, thank you guys for tuning in to Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. I did a little later today. I'm a little bit more awake and cheery. I'm going to try to hit around 8 o'clock most days, but there are people shoveling. The dog would have been barking like crazy, so that would have been real annoying. But as always, check out my website. I have some great reads up there at joshwilliamsfitness.com. And as always, you can reach out to me either here on Facebook or at my email at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. I would love to hear your questions, comments, feedback, and just be able to help you guys along your journey. Have a good one. Bye.